Absolutely, yeah. It's great to be, I suppose, back involved with teams that you kind of know, the lads that you kind of, you know, you're either working with or played against in underage competitions, and seeing a few familiar faces here tonight, like, kind of, you know, brings it back to what kind of competition you're playing in. So, yeah, really looking forward to this year, I suppose, getting back into it now.
Is it strange around the club that it's the South East Championship rather than a county championship?
I suppose it is, yeah, but we haven't really thought about it too much, to be honest. We kind of approached this year the exact same year, or the exact same as we approached last year in terms of our preparation and stuff like that. So there's a small bit of a different vibe around the place, but to be honest, we've just put our heads down and we've, you know, had some tough league games so far, and they've, you know, we're kind of taking a game at a time, and yeah, it's been going well so far, I suppose.
I suppose in a way, Daniel, sport is cruel, like when Tracton were in the county final two seasons ago, lost that final, and here they are now gone out of that particular competition and back in their own division. Sport is cruel.
Sport is cruel, yeah. I suppose you can't kind of rest on your own laurels, you know. Getting to the final of the competition the year before, it's just, you know, you're no guarantees the next year, not even guaranteed, just goes for sure, not even guaranteed to get out of the group. And all of a sudden you lose a couple of matches, momentum goes against you, and you find yourself in a relegation scrap. You know, morale was probably down at the time, and all of a sudden you lose your four games and you're gone. And you know, you've come from the heights of being in the final year before, with a chance of going up, and all of a sudden you're back down. So it's very cruel, but I suppose, yeah, we find ourselves here now, and we're you know, look, we've got a good backing, we've got good management in place this year, so I suppose we're looking to go straight back up.
Yeah, talking about management, high profile, Kieran Kingston the boss.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I suppose you're delighted that he was able to come on board this year. Yeah, look, he kept things very simple, I suppose, with us at the start of the year and so far. And yeah, you can, you know, everybody's really bought into what he's kind of trying to say and stuff like that. And but yeah, he's kept things very simple, just trying to get back to what we kind of know, kind of what how Tracton usually play, I suppose, like, and what's done us well in the past. And yeah, hopefully more of the same now this year, I suppose.
And because you've come down from a higher level, obviously big things are going to be expected, and that adds pressure straight away.
Yeah, adds pressure, I suppose, but I think we're level-headed enough. I think we're kind of honest enough for ourselves as well to know that we take absolutely nothing, you know, we take nothing for granted. Like, we take every match as it comes. We haven't even thought about, you know, our next league game. That's all we're kind of focusing on at the moment. Like, we haven't really spoken about championship or anything like that yet. So we're very much level-headed, I suppose. So no massive expectations, I suppose, as of yet.
And of course, after tonight's draw here in the Huntsman Bar in Belgoolie, you now know that you're in a group of four, the first group, along with Shamrocks, Valley Rovers and Kinsale. It's a difficult group.
Difficult group, yeah. Very difficult group. Being honest with you, I'm probably happy enough that we've four games. I think it'll give us a bit more experience. If there's, you know, one or two lads that don't have as much experience, we're looking to break into the team this year, I think the extra match will be beneficial to them. But very difficult group, three very tough challenges, and take absolutely nothing for granted. I don't think any team will. So yeah, we're looking forward to it anyway, I suppose.
Are you a fan of the split season? It's in now for a couple of years. You know now that these games won't be played until perhaps around the end of July, early August, and then it'll be a case of hit the ground running.
Yeah, I don't mind it, to be honest. Yeah, I like the kind of intensity of it towards the second half of the season. I do like the break you kind of get in between, in kind of June and July time, just to kind of make sure you're 100% right for championship. But to be honest, I think I did like the intensity of it the last couple of years. It's kind of hot and heavy, and it's a chance to kind of gain momentum. Like, if you win the first game, your tails are up, you can really go on a good run. If you lose the first game, you know, you're kind of back to the wall then, and you're in the trenches. But yeah, being honest, I like the intensity of it, I suppose.